So I have this beautiful view outside my window in my bedroom. It's a true New York view. It's this gorgeous brick wall that I look out at. It's lovely. I memorized the bricks. And it's this little corridor, and there's not much light that gets in into my bedroom, but I love my bedroom. I love the space that I've created in there. And sometimes when I'm drinking coffee in bed and reading, sometimes there's this quiet that comes, and then all of a sudden I hear this coo, coo. Okay, I do a bad pigeon coo. But all of a sudden these two pigeons, there's only two that live right outside my window, and in this quiet, perhaps alone time, these two pigeons make themselves known. Now, I'm not a St. Francis of Assisi. I don't like animals like him. But I do appreciate them. But it's the pigeons, right? How do we appreciate pigeons? Debbie Blue, in her book, Consider the Birds, A Provocative Guide to Birds in the Bible, talks about the common pigeon. She says that when Jesus was baptized, remember when the dove came and then descended upon Jesus? And we often see doves a lot in our Christian worship. She said, it probably wasn't a dove like we know it, this beautiful, white, innocent dove. It was probably nothing more than the common, annoying city pigeon that was very popular in ancient Israel. And she said it was this pigeon that came and descended upon Jesus. Now, I understood this, and I think you might understand this as a New Yorker. You're sitting on the bench at Central Park, and all of a sudden, you have a little friend that wants to eat something that you're eating right then. Or perhaps you're walking down the sidewalk, and a pigeon barely misses your head. Or perhaps it doesn't miss your head. But the pigeons like to make themselves known in this human world of ours. She says in the book that it's kind of beautiful that it's a pigeon because a pigeon likes to be where the people are. And she said, the Holy Spirit likes to be where the people are. And so here we have this dove that sits outside my beautiful window, and I think of God's presence every time I hear that little coo. Today, God wants to be where we are. We celebrate Jesus coming, taking on flesh, being with us. God is not removed from our despair. God is not removed from our fears. But God is here, dwelling with us like the pigeons in Central Park. The Word became flesh, the scripture says. God took on flesh and became one of us. God stepped off the heavenly throne and wanted to be where the people are. God said, I want to know the heartache of the people. I want to know the joys of the people. I want to be involved in the daily affairs of the people. I want to be like the pigeons and come and hang out with the people in Central Park and just be with them and get to know them. Now, I like Hallmark movies a lot. Last night I was listening to, my good friend came over and we were watching Christmas in Connecticut. Any of you seen that? Yeah, beautiful. I loved it. It's charming, it's funny, and there are good and heartwarming stories. But the Christmas story is more than just a heartwarming story. The story in the birth of Jesus is one of joy and of heartache. Jesus came from a pretty wild family ancestry. There's a reason why the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew list the ancestry of Jesus, not just because they're difficult names to pronounce or not because it's a boring section for us to read, but it tells us something about who Jesus wanted to hang out with, who he wanted to dwell with, who God wanted to dwell with. There's some questionable characters in this lineage. Have you read it? There's some people who are immigrants. There's some people who have made some life-altering choices, family feuds, poor folks, people who were forgotten about in society. And true to God's nature, God said, I want to step into humanity in that family lineage. Not the one that was known and had a regal clout, but the one that had some questionable character. God chose to show up in that family lineage. And like the pigeons, God took on flesh and made God's self known to us. And God chose this family ancestry to say, I want to be where the people are. I want to know them. I want to get to know them. I want to be right in the middle of the real life and remind the people that I have created that I will be with them, I will dwell with them, and that they are not alone. Jesus is a thrill of hope in this weary world right now. Jesus is a thrill of hope in trying family dynamics. Do you know how many conversations I've listened to this week about trying family dynamics? Jesus is a thrill of hope in those trying family dynamics. Jesus is a thrill of hope, a light in the darkness. The God that we come to worship today, the God that we come to hear from, is the one who steps in our weird and wild human flesh and says, I want to be with you. This is the Christmas hope, the one that says that God is here with us. And we choose to believe that as we close out 2016, marching into 2017. This is a time where we say and we proclaim with our lives that God is here with us, that there is hope, and that the light does shine in the darkness. That two courageous sojourners, Mary and Joseph, by faith went out and bore this new baby son, God, the light of the world. And so now our lives proclaim that hope. We live that. This is not just something we intellectually think about, but now we get to live that. With all of our fears and our faith, we go out proclaiming that we have hope that God dwells with us. And we go and dwell with the people. And so this week, when you see pigeons, don't just shoo them away right away unless they're trying to get your corn dog or something. Know that God dwells with us, that God took on flesh. Emmanuel, God with us, dwells with us. Live that way. Go in peace, my friends. Let us pray. God, you have chosen to take on flesh and be with us. What a privilege to say that the God of the universe wants to be like us. Help us to now be like you. Help us to bring hope. Help us to believe in the hope and to live that so firmly within our lives. Grant us light and love and hope in the new year. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.